You're letting the degenerate versions of you make decisions. That's what the issue is. What you need to do is what I've learned from this entrepreneur, like biohacker called Brian Johnson. And he says, he has this phrase which he calls, he fired evening Brian. Fire the version of yourself. First of all, identify which version of it of you is the version. Is it horny version, horny Hamza? Is it sleepy? Is it hungry Hamza? Is it 7 a.m. Hamza? Which one is of you is your constraint right now? Fire him from making decisions and make a decision on his behalf. What we're doing here is slightly, not exactly artificial intelligence, but we're almost taking a step towards how AI would transform our lives. We would let AI make decisions for us because we're incapable of making consistent, disciplined decisions because our decisions are always based on emotions, whereas AI can do it on logic alone. What we need to do is in our most unemotional, stoic, logical times, like let's say here, chances are we're not going to be too emotional when we're talking about this and we're quite vigilant. Right here, right now, you could make a vow to first realize which version of you is causing the biggest problems of your life. And then to make a vow and visualize and to set reminders that that version of you should no longer make any decisions. For Brian Johnson, it was evening Brian. He'd work really, really hard. He's a billionaire, by the way. So you don't, like I always say this, every time I'm speaking about a billionaire, I always put some respect to their name. You can become a millionaire and still be a dumbass. You can get lucky. You cannot be a lucky billionaire. It's impossible. Billionaire is literally not about luck or anything like that. It's like this is a real G. If anyone's ever made a billion before, you know that like this is someone who's actually mastered the game of wealth, so we should respect what they say. He said he fired evening Brian so that evening Brian can't make any decisions because he would have a fantastic day. He'd follow his diet, he'd follow his training program, his work, he'd spend time with his kids, and then it'd get to about 7 p.m., 8 p.m., 9 p.m. Evening Brian would want a cheat day. He'd want to stay up late. And that was ruining his life. Exact same thing for me. For me, for example, a few years ago, it would have been after work Hamza who wanted to smoke weed, order food, and do whatever. If you let that shitty version of you make decisions, he will run you to the ground and he will reverse all of the good decisions that the other versions of you have made. But in this weird, like, psychological hack, you can start to say that that version of you can no longer make decisions. Now, what you need to do is to make a decision for it right now because, you know, there's things that need to happen at that time. So let's use your example. There's tired who 50% of the time still does the hard work, but 50% of the time probably slacks off a little bit, spends a little bit, like, you know, it's too slow a little bit, spends a bit longer in bed, checks his phone a bit too much, and every now and then has like a full-on catastrophic moment where you've wasted like an entire day and you've almost relapsed, right? That is tired. If you right here, right now, set rules for tired, that one, he can no longer make any decisions for you, and two, you're going to set the decisions that are relevant for his kind of time frame right now, it will be a lot easier for you to manage it when those emotions arise. Tired pops up when, let's say, it's after school. Let's make it nice and easy. Every single day after school, you're in tired mode. Right here, you would set a rule that tired doesn't get to make any decisions, and instead, tired will always do X, whatever's supposed to be on the routine. You need to start to split your mind and realize that the thoughts in your mind are actually not always on your side. Because we know this, right? In fact, most of the time, your thoughts are not in your best interest. If they were, you would have never watched porn. But you watch porn 1,000 times, which means that your brain's actually stupid. It's hurting you. It has hurt you thousands of times, right? You've made the bad decision probably 10,000 times. So your mind's probably not actually good for you. So in a time of like clarity, speaking with logic, with no emotions, start to set these rules, principles, guidelines, and decisions for the other parts of your life, especially where you know that you're going to be emotional.